This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
It is the 10:01, 14 seconds, 15 seconds, and this is The Unview. My name is Sumizi, and welcome to The Unview, the rich, the thin, and the fabulous. That's me, and my co-host, Alan Ford, is not here. He's getting fatter somewhere, and I'm here with Duncan, who will be speaking when spoken to. Mm-hmm. Who will don't say, I haven't spoken to you yet. And he'll be keeping me company, and I hope you will be keeping you'll be keeping me company too. We have a very jam-packed show for you. It is The Unview, of course, unpredictable. You don't know. You never know what you're gonna say. You never know what we're gonna say. You never know what you're gonna hear. You never know. So tonight, today, this morning on Thursday, we have Kanye Mbau, who will be speaking to us about her new movie called Happiness is a Four-Letter Word. And then we'll be speaking to my crush, the man that I would do anything for, but pity, he is straight and also he is involved. He's got a family. His name is Ricardo Mercado, a.k.a. Oh, did I have to say that word? A.k.a. A.k.a. Ricky Rick. We'll be talking his music, his nominations for the upcoming awards. And then also we'll be talking about the SAFTAs, the South African Film and Television Awards, happening very, very soon. And they're announcing the nominees today and also announcing the host of the show, also the host of the red carpet. I wonder who could that be. Thank you very much. Apparently, and we're not allowed to eat in the studio, but hey, who am I? And then we'll also be talking to, okay, that photo, Alan Ford, and then Dennis Zimba. Oh, I can't wait for this interview. We're just going to be talking about anything. I've always wanted to speak to Dennis Zimba. I feel she is a sister from another mother. We were cut from the same cloth, and I'm excited about that. So stay tuned. Send us your messages. Tell us what you think. Tell us how you feel. I'm going to be having a blast. It is 3 minutes past 10. This is The Unview. Duncan, how are you? Sorry.
I'm fantastic, Sumizi. You forgot to tell the listeners that you might be doing something in the studio currently at this point in time.
Oh, yes. I've got a film crew here. They are filming my show. I can't talk about it right now, mm-hmm. But you'll definitely know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned, but you'll be seeing me on TV very, very soon.
I think the people are seeing enough of you on TV already.
No, you are seeing enough of me already, so don't speak for the people. My people love me. They will never get... Who would get enough of this? Duncan, I was thinking the other day, on my way here, yeah. Actually, I was thinking, you remember we had a top 100 countries with the... with the biggest cocks.
Yeah, I remember that.
Please Google it. Yeah, I want to see where South Africa stands at the moment. Because just like the World Cup rankings, we want to see South Africa, which is it improving, which they never do. The last time I checked, they were number 67, and they were up to number 57. And not only because they played. They didn't play, actually. They were taken up because some, like 10 teams didn't play. So there's a poll that speaks about the countries with the biggest penises. I will speak nicely and gently. Somebody is looking shocked. we're going to talk about the top 10 and the bottom 10. It's 100 countries. I can't see properly. My eyes.
Give me 2 minutes.
Okay, I'll give you 2 minutes. Is that how long you take? Wow. Shame. So we want to see where South Africa stands. If at all, they are in the top 100. I don't see South Africa. Oh, I see South Africa. My goodness. Ladies and gentlemen. Okay. The green stands for the lowest. The yellow stands for the The orange stands for not bad. The red stands for the girth, the big, the bold, and the beautiful. So, in the bottom 10, we have Venezuela. Funny, they've got the prettiest women. Shame, those women must be starving virginally. We have Sudan. That's not true. I don't believe Sudan. They dark, they tall, they... I don't know. But maybe it's a myth or maybe it's the fact.
You make it sound like you've slept with every kind of ethnic group on the continent.
I've done male anatomy, so I would know. I can spot a man who has it and who doesn't.
And?
You okay?
Okay.
You okay? You safe? You're marriage material. You safe? You must have money though. With your size, you must have money.
Yeah.
You know, it must buy everything else because your woman can't be just be satisfied with your medium. Ratata. Right. We have Hungary. We have Haiti. No, Ghana cannot be at the bottom. Cannot. At 6.3. Is it centimeters?
I think it's in inches.
It can't, inches. What's the difference between inch and
I think
inch.
In a centimeter, there's 3 inches, or something
okay,
like that.
Don't complicate.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
What's 6 inches? This.
Let's say it's 3 centimeters. No,
yeah.
Actually, we need Alan. We suck at this.
Okay. So yeah, yellow. South Africa is on yellow. No, take it back. South Africa is on yellow. Yellow is 5 points. No, guys, I was wrong. It's the other way around. No, what? I was gonna be so pissed off. Ghana in the bottom. Okay, so it says red. You're in danger. Red is in the bottom. 3.8 inches. My gosh. Oh yeah, it makes sense. Japan, Korea, Malaysia, Philippines, Singapore, Taiwan. Asia is in trouble. Like, I would never even consider having a conversation with an Asian with regards to the sizes. And then orange is okayish. Afghanistan, Algeria, shame. It makes sense. United Kingdom, yes, the British, they don't have big thingies. United States, no, they must be specific. White Americans, not black Americans. No. Have you watched those porn? No, don't.
Yeah, but when I'm looking at porn, I try not to look at the guy. But you know what I saw the other day? My partner, the kind of porn she has on her phone is just guys with
big things.
You know what I mean?
You see, it says a lot about you. Shame. And you are not even near there. Askeezy.
Oh, man, it was kind of damaging to the ego.
Askeezy.
Yeah.
Askeezy. Hey. Do something, go to Mpopo, plant a tree or do something. Then there's yellow. South Africa's on yellow. Guys, we're safe, actually. 5.6 to 6.2. I'm so proud of my South Africans. Oh, my goodness, your Thapelo Mokoena's, your Ricky Ricks, your... I don't know if Casper is there. I'm just assuming. I don't know if... I think who could be there?
Ringo Mazingos.
No, okay. He wouldn't be there. Vusinova would be there. There's Mexico, there's Egypt, there's Denmark. Yes, that's nice. That's beautiful. Zimbabwe is there. That's great. Sweden is there. Yeah, Nigeria is there, which I'm not happy about. Now let's go to the biggest. The biggest is there's
Bolivia.
Venezuela, there's Sudan. Yes, you see, I was right with my male anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
I was right. There's Peru. There's Hungary, there's Haiti, there's Ghana. Bafana, Bafana, Manali Girls. Bafana, Bafana, Manali Girls. There's, where's Africa? Congo! Yes! Congo, Maye, Aho, Congo. I would do Brazil anytime. It's number two, guys. Brazil is number two. So let's go. River, river, river. I think we'll be talking to Alan now. Is Alan ready? Is Alan ready? Let's talk to Alan. Good morning, Fatty Pum Pum. Hello, Fatty Boom Boom.
You know, it's very unfair. It's been a very busy holiday season.
Can you
call me Fatty?
The audio here. Why? Hold on, Alan. Yeah, why?
We on air, so I can't turn off the mic. I'd have to turn off the mics.
My mics?
Yeah.
My mics?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we want to hear you.
Alan doesn't know what's going on.
Okay. Alan, I've got my film crew here, so it'll be nice.
Yeah, sorry, you're having your what?
Film crew.
Oh, lovely. Hi, guys.
Bye.
Oh, vuzu. Oh, vuzu.
Okay. Now, Alan, how are you?
Outstanding. Why should I not be?
Okay, I can't hear you. Honestly, I can't hear you. No, I can hear you.
You can't hear me now.
Why? You have to switch off my mic.
Yeah.
So he can't hear me.
Yeah. Look, Alan, speak.
Hello?
I'm gonna ask him and then you press
when
he responds. Okay. Let's make you work.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Hello, Alan. How are you? Let's start afresh.
Hi guys. How you doing?
I am good. And how are you, Fatty Pom Pom?
It's quite rude.
Excuse my friend. Where are you this time?
Well, I'm actually I'm in Cape Town at the moment. But I told you I'll be here.
Okay, what are you doing there?
Well, I'm actually going to a wedding this afternoon. The most magnificent wedding.
So
not
you,
the Guptas, but I mean, it's much better than that.
So you missed
only white people invited.
Excuse me, say that again.
It's not the Guptas, but it's a white wedding.
What the fuck?
What's well, it's a white wedding, darling.
Okay, hold on. Let me. I'll do it myself. Show me where to press it. Okay, thanks, Alan. Alan, say that again. Where? What are you doing in Cape Town?
I'm going to a wedding this evening. Can you hear me? Hello? You hello? Hello?
Oh, okay. Who's wedding?
They're white people.
Okay, and we're not invited?
No, there are many, many, many un-white people coming, but yes, you're not invited. Yes, correct.
Oh, okay. So, is that what you skipped work for?
My darling, I own TV shows, my love. Do you see your film crew around you generally work with me? So I have many TV shows.
Look, I'm sorry, Alan. Sumizi's trying to learn the desk during the show, so he wants to find out which...
But you told me to press here, and I'm pressing, and you're not... He's speaking, and you're...
That's for your mic.
Yes, and when he speaks, where do I press?
Yes, yes, darling, but you see... But
shut up, Alan, shut up. When... He speaks, where do I press?
When Alan is speaking, you want to switch off your mic so
yes.
Alan can be in the big speaker.
Yes.
So you press off.
Yes.
And when you want to reply and talk back, you press on.
I did that, but he's not speaking. Alan, speak.
Hello.
Where's Alan?
Alan, say something.
How now, brown cow?
Oh.
Sorry, Alan, speaking.
How now, brown cow? Hello, hello. Guys, am I your little test thing?
Okay, Alan, we're back on air. We are fine. Apologies to my listeners for this technical glitch. It is the cliff. It happens. It happens every
time. It's called Cliff Central.
It happens every time. It happens to anyone, to the best of us. Now, Alan, tell us. Oh. By the way, I went to see that show you told me about, that drag show.
I told you, hey? Sherry Dupree, outstanding.
Okay, outstanding in your eyes. Can you hear my views?
I'm waiting. Absolutely.
Okay, I went to see the show. I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the first half. But I found his humor so old, so British, and I couldn't understand half of the things he was saying. I thought the costumes were magnificent. I left after the first half. Don't be sad. It's my view. And you would enjoy it because you're an old white croc.
Well, to be fair to you, I mean, you're an old black croc. So, I mean... What would you expect? Exactly.
I expected something relevant, something young, something hip, something hot, something current. You know, he's talking...
As the judge of idols, you're right. I mean, you expect that.
Yes, but I was expecting... Can you listen? You see, that's the problem with you. You like to interject. You like to interject, and you don't listen when people talk. Okay? So listen, please.
Okay.
Right. I was expecting something current, something that speaks to the youth, something that speaks to the current situations that we or the current divas, you know, like your Beyoncé's, your Tandiswa's, your Zonke's, your Lira's, your Kelly Kumala's, your Rihanna's. Mm-hmm. But he's talking about your Judi Dench, your Shelly Bessie, that's for the old peers, old homosexuals. I'm not an old homosexual.
But he's white.
Yes, but can you go younger? Can you go Taylor Swift? Yeah. Can you go Oprah?
No, darling, let's be fair. The black revolution's only started.
Okay, you're talking gag. What are you talking about?
Well, think about it. I mean, all of a sudden, the young black influence is now becoming of age. So now all of a sudden, I mean, obviously, in the terms of the old, I mean, he must be, let's say, 45, 50 years old, and he reads the old way. I mean, the old way is Shirley Bassey in terms of England, and I mean, to be fair, it's now the new black way. I mean, surely you're getting it.
Okay. Did you watch the show?
No, I haven't. But I saw it about 5 years ago, but he only knows how to do that, and he's white doing that.
You're talking crap because you watched the show 5 years ago and expect it to be still relevant. This is not Sarafina, okay?
But Sarafina would be relevant to us old people, especially you, because you're very old and ugly. I mean, think about it.
Anyway, Alan, you must enjoy the wedding. Whose wedding is it?
It's a lovely friend of mine, Mark Sharman.
Another homosexual?
No, not at all.
Okay, when are you getting married?
To you, darling, we haven't set the date yet.
Okay, here are the basics, Alan, before I let you go. You start meeting someone.
Why are you letting me go? This is our show. You have to keep me around.
We don't have enough airtime to keep you around.
Oh, why?
Okay, Alan, we'll keep you around if that makes you happy. But I'm saying for you to get married, you need to meet someone, say hi to them, have sex with them, and then take it from there. Then you stand a chance to get married, okay? Not the other way around.
So, Sumizi, how's your week been? How famous are you now?
When was the last time you had sex?
With you, it's been a while.
Okay, Alan, I'll let you go for now, and we're speaking to Ricky Rick in a few seconds. He's online now, and Alan, it's been nice talking to you. Goodbye for now. We shall be back
But I'm with you. But why are you cutting me off?
I'm not cutting you off. I'm saying listen on the side, and then we'll speaking to Ricky Rick. Okay. All right. Oh, Alan is such a mission. Right. We have Ricky Rick on the line. We'll be speaking to him now. Ricky, how are you, my brother?
No, I'm good. You must tell Ellen that you're cutting him off because you want to speak to me now.
Thank you, my brother. He must understand my priorities are in order. How are you?
I'm good. How are you living?
I'm great, my brother. Congratulations on your nominations. There's a nomination that says Best Newcomer, and a lot of people are shocked. I'm not shocked because I understand the business of music and how it works. And what's your response to that?
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. I mean, the more nominations, the better, eh? But it's, you know, I would like to be a Best Newcomer every year just so I stay fresh in my mind.
No. Ricky, you're pushing it. It's like saying you want to be a virgin every year.
Imagine that.
I'm a virgin every week. If I meet a new person and they ask me how many people have you slept with, I said, "You're my first time."
Shame.
And we've got the receipts. You have the emergency receipts just to try to prove it.
Oh, but I get that a lot when I meet a guy and they say, "Yo, Sumizi, this is the first time I'm doing it." I'm like, "Yeah, right, okay. It's the first time you're doing it with me, fucker." Anyway, Ricky, I wanted to ask you. So are you performing at the awards or are you just going there as a guest and a nominee?
I can't confirm exactly what's going on, but hopefully we're going to be performing. We are trying to set something up, but, you know, I told them, like, we just need to do something huge, something massive.
That's
so
nice.
We're just trying to put that in the pipeline, but if we perform, it's going to be an amazing situation. But it's also nice to just come as a guest and just, you know, keep your outfit not dirty and, you know, But to perform is going to be amazing.
Okay. Now, how many categories have you been nominated in?
Five in total.
Namely?
Which one?
The name of the categories. Best Gospel, Best Female Act. What?
Best Newcomer, Virgin of the Year, Best Male, Best Hip Hop, Best Collaboration, and Song of the Year.
Oh, that is great. Those are the five most important awards. The only one that you missed out on, I'm sorry, it's the Best Female.
And Sumizi, they're very important nominations, actually.
Okay, Alan, speak when you're spoken to, and it's Black Awards, so you wouldn't know anything. Alan, do you know who Mashamplane is?
No clue. Help me.
So shut up in the conversation. We'll speak when you speak about Danny Kaye and Jay something. So for now, I'll speak to Ricky. Okay, ask Ricky something. Ask.
Ricky, can I ask you something, my brother? You know, this is... How did you get to this position? And what inspires what you do? In terms of music?
Oh, man. I'm just trying to do my best. It sounds cheesy or whatever, but I'm just trying to do my best. Like, I was blessed sort of to have the ear for sound and the eye for visual. And the only way I can use myself in any field, I can't do finance, couldn't do. I was terrible at school, you know. I was terrible at everything I did. This is the only thing I'm good at.
So which is music, obviously.
Which is music, you know. And I got into this position by just doing the only thing I know how to do. And I'm just fortunate enough to be here today, because there's a million people who are good at what they do, but never get the opportunity to do that as a for a living. So I don't know how I got here, but I've just been blessed.
Sumizi.
Oh, sorry.
Next question.
Next question. I want to wish you all the best. Out of the five categories, which one do you think you deserve to win, and which one are you worried about?
To tell you the truth, a best hip-hop album is something that we really have to take. I feel like the album that you put out was a work of art. It was a full body of art. And everything around it that we've done has just been, you know, a different level, you know. And I'd really like to take the best hip-hop album. The best newcomer, I think, should definitely go to maybe an MT or maybe a Nazi. You know, they really came in hard. And I'm really looking at best hip hop, and you know, the other ones they'll fall in if they fall in, but best hip hop, I'd like to have that for my category. I really represent it in terms of hip hop genre.
And Ricky, tell me, in terms of your, I mean, the genre of, I mean, you play to the people, I mean, to young people. And so what is your message to young people?
Oh man, they just need to do everything, forget the system. You know, I mean, the system was only built there to make you afraid. So work out of the system, and you know, you lose all fear of being rejected or of being told that you're not good enough for a particular format. It's all about format. I think we're playing a game of format now, and the kids just need to learn that they can create their own format now, especially because of the internet age. So I want kids to be inspired to do the most outrageous things, and not always look for them to be accepted by, you know, a specific TV channel or radio. Most of my songs never played on radio. I've only had one song that really went hard on radio. The other stuff never really went through on radio. But because it connected with the children on a different level, I'm here where I am today. So it's all about the kids just doing whatever they feel like doing and creating their own platform, you know. I just released a movie now. And I was getting numerous calls for, like, people to put on TV stations. They're trying to license my short film for free, you know. And this is something I've paid close half a bar to create, you know. And that's just the monetary investment. But the emotional investment is so high. And television wants that for free. And I just put it up on my website, on my own personal website, and built a system where I can put out the people that I love. And the people can enjoy it for my platform. And it's those type of things that kids just need to be inspired to do now.
But Rick, again, what is your message to the people?
Alan, Rick is not Miss South Africa. Ne? Stop asking him Miss Pageant questions. Ricky, thank you so much, my friend, and I wish you all the best for the awards, and I hope you win at least three. That is 300,000 rand! Ah, yes, Rick in the background, boss Zonke. Thank you, my friend, and all the best. I'll see you very soon. Love you. Goodbye.
Love and happiness.
Thank you, papi.
Cheers.
Boss Zonke, that was Ricky Rick. Boss Zonke, all the way. The time is 28 minutes past 10. This is The Unview, the rich, the thin, the fabulous. And you're still with me, Somizi, and my co-host who has the most. His name is Alan Ford. He is all the way in Cape Town attending a wedding. Every time Alan attends everyone's wedding.
Always the bride, never the groom.
Eh?
Always the bride, never the groom.
Alan.
Oh, please.
Alan, what are you wearing for the wedding?
Tie. Well, it's always a black suit with a black tie.
No, Alan, you must give that suit a break.
Yes, but you understand I have a big ass.
So we know that. Excuse us. We know that you've got a big ass, but can't they make another color in the same size?
Darling, it's the same size. Do you know?
It's the same suit every time. Okay, listen, my love.
No, I have three black suits, be fair.
Now I understand. No, that's fine. If you said three, I thought it was the same suit every time. But can you imagine time they Google you, you're wearing black and white? Alan, this
but
is not
me,
cool.
Think about it. You have an ass that can wear other garments, you know? Could you imagine me in a dress? Could you imagine I should wear a proper, like, let's say, Nigerian outfit? I mean, it's black suit looks beautiful for me.
Yeah, it does. I don't dispute it. But anyway, listen, we'll talk about it after this. We've got Dennis on the line. Let's chat to Dennis, and hear what's going on. Good morning, Dennis. This is so amazing. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
let's speak our language. Let's speak like people who understand. I'll speak about how I just
What is going on?
How are you, Bubuli?
I'm good, thank you.
I am fine, thanks. Listen, I could never be more proud of you for the musical. You've beat me up to it, you bitch.
Thank you so much.
You have beat me up to it. That is my dream, to produce the biggest musical in the country and to see you doing that. And you know what I liked about it, about you doing it, is that no one saw it coming. No one saw it coming. But when I saw it, I understood, because I know you are very musical.
Yes.
And you're not one-dimensional. You're a chameleon. You've got so many things in your box. That's why I'm saying you are my sister from another mother. So tell us about the musical and what it's all about, and when are we going to be able to see it live?
Well, basically, the musical is called Fate Takes Time. It's very like a reference to like a Tyler Perry kind of inspired musical. Mm-hmm. And it just follows two families that are next door neighbors to each other that go through difficult challenges in the township and trying to better their lives, you know what I mean? And so be able to see the relationships between the two neighbors and within their personal families. And it's just to infiltrate, like, you know, progress in theater for people of color, people of ethnicity, and just to grow the musical industry. Because I think there's a lot of people that are talented. And if you guys were at the auditions, there were over 700 people that came, and it was so overwhelming to see so much talent of people of color that, you know, the chances aren't given, especially in theater.
This is something that is
an initiative for our industry, for goals, for new talents to come out and, like, be put on a platform, you know?
That is amazing. So when are you planning on opening?
We're planning on opening it around about this time of Easter, because of the message and the play and the content of the play. It's very suitable for that time. And we'll just see how the response is from, you know, of people, the audience, and see how long we'll run it for. And we want to tour with the show as well and just be able to, like, implement growth and theater and performance for people of color. And, you know, have them see that there is an opportunity for them in the industry.
That is amazing. So,
Denise.
Okay.
Hi. Hi, it's Alan here.
Denise,
how are you doing? Can I ask you, where are you performing and why have you chosen that particular venue?
Right now, we're looking at the Joburg Theatre. I mean, it's a whole process, guys. So it's looking for the right demographic, where we would place it, who would come, seeing the showcase and what time and stuff. So we in that process as much as we, you know, doing resources and stuff. So it's just the process. But as soon as I know where it's going to be put on, trust it, y'all going to have your front row tickets. I worry.
please, my love.
Denise,
please.
But can I ask this question? I mean, you make a point saying people of color in particular.
Yeah.
And I get that, and you're correct. Obviously, the Jersey Boys and things that often are on the stage, demographically, come from the USA or from England, which generally looks quite white. But you're saying people of color. So explain to me, why would you say, so is the market only people of color, or are you going across the board?
Well,
where are you picking it?
For this musical specifically, is to target people of color and give them the opportunity. I'm a musical theater graduate. Every musical that has been put on is Sound of Music. It's Singing in the Rain. It's
correct.
Yes,
it's all white. I mean,
it's all white. And for me, let's be honest, in theater, it's the person we look at. In theater, when they cast the person that like looks like the role, including skin color. And I've been to auditions after auditions after auditions, and unfortunately, being the shoe-up girl and knowing my level of talent doesn't cut it for me every time there's a musical that comes and it gets showcased in South Africa.
And you're right.
So they need to be an opportunity.
The Tina Turner musical,
and,
or
yeah,
the, correct.
And, as a, and the demographic, the reality is the majority of South Africa is people of color. And we're in a situation where it's time for us to implement opportunities for them without using the BEE situation, because, you know, at the end of the day, you got to work for your position, but sometimes it's all about giving the opportunity to showcase your talent. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
And that's just where we are right now. And I'm not saying that, you know, for the rest of the musicals that Nick Sol and I will be writing, it's just going to be preference for people of color, because the next show that we're writing is actually going to be across the board, black, white, Indian, colored, whatever the case may be. But it's just also important to also go to the townships to say, guys, this is possible. You know what I mean? You are willing and able, and we are giving you the opportunity. Take advantage of it. And within the next musical, now you've what it's all about and how.
I mean, Denise, to be very fair, you're correct, because the Sound of Music is not going to be The Hills Are Alive with a black woman.
With a black girl.
To be honest,
in America, they do that. They actually give those kind of opportunities. Look at the Wizard of Oz. It was a whole black cast. And I think right now our industry is not ready to be able to place that kind of daring, you know.
So you do it yourself. Correct.
So. We make the work for ourselves. And I'm not saying that that's just what the industry is.
What I'm saying to you is that you're correct, because all of a sudden, you know, you look at The Lion King, and The Lion King often, well, if you go across the world, becomes, you know, it's that type of African musical. So generally you'll find a black person playing those roles.
Yes.
And the question is, again, you know, it's now you're creating stuff that we can all sing through different opportunities.
Yeah. And also the reason why we write these musicals is because reviewing Lion King, it's been running for almost, I don't know, how many years. And I've traveled around the world a lot, and I've seen Lion King in Chicago. I've seen it on West End. And I realized that the rest of the world sees South Africa and Africa just as us being animals living with animals. And we need to start implementing and creating our own musicals as Africans, as South Africans, to show the rest of the world that we are not just a bunch of like animals running around. We're reviewing our musical in the light of South African and African people in 2016. So that's also something big, because we want to tour with these musicals.
Now, thanks, Dennis. How many cast members do you have?
How many?
Cast members.
13. Small. You always got to start small when you create a business. 1-3.
Okay.
And we, including me, in the cast as well.
You are also in the cast?
House, yes.
That is flipping amazing. Well, Dennis, all the best. Wishing you all the luck. We'll definitely support you. Keep us updated, and we'll push it for you and make sure that it becomes another success. All the best.
And don't forget, I'm going to be dropping my music next week, y'all.
Yes.
Yes.
Quickly tell us about that.
The single called Lunatic. I'm coming in very sexy, daring, and just kind of doing my own thing. And I think it's also important for us to like grow in the industry for females as like pop musicians. I'm like a J-Lo, Beyonce, slash Sierra, slash
Harney.
And we don't have none of that. So I'm just trying to implement that in the industry.
Honey, you'll definitely crack it. And honey, don't apologize for your talents. They are yours.
Absolutely.
Use all of them. Don't think what people are going to think. You're doing too much. You're being everywhere. Be everywhere, Javi, and everyone will want a piece of you. And all the best. I love you. Loads of love.
Love you. Thank you so much. It's because people like
Please
you
go well.
That allow us to just do what we want to do.
Absolutely,
and embrace
baby.
Ourselves.
So I'm your mama.
You.
I'm your fairy godmother.
Thank you very much, Godmother.
Thank you, Betty. That was Dennis.
Godfather. God bless you. Bye.
That was Dennis Zimba. What's the snippet? Let's hear that. Dumelang bagaetsho. Ra lamogela ko Cliff Central Radio. Re rata ho le amogela ka. Woah! No, this is so depressing. We've got
so
messages.
Where's Luiso?
he just walked quickly out, in and out of the studio. Alan, we've got Duncan, yeah. Shut up. I'll squeeze your balls. We've got messages from Anushka. My Anushka.
Oh, we love Anushka.
Anushka. We must have Anushka in the studio one day. She is gorgeous, Alan. You must see her. She's gorgeous. She's married to an Afrikaner. And I'm sure she's happily girthed. Anyway, she says, Somizi and Alan, you guys are so dysfunctional. Love it. I bet you, in a few years' time, the two of you will be on the cover of You magazine, married and all. Yes, double wedding. Myself and my husband and Alan and his husband.
Correct.
Not us so together. I will never, the thought of me even seeing you
never
naked.
Say never.
My
never say never.
My gosh, Alan, I could never resist that hot body. How big is your nose?
Much more.
All right.
But it's a very sweet nose. I mean, it's kind of sweet.
Honey, size matters in my world. Sorry.
Really? Have you seen your nose squashed against your face?
It is huge. Thank you very much.
That's racist. He says your nose is squashed against your face.
No, I didn't take offense. Why do you take offense on my behalf?
Yeah, why?
I just find that
no,
is a bit racist.
Chill,
okay.
Chill. Like, relax. Hold your heart. Ignore him. Ignore him. You know, that's what happens with poor people like him. They turn everything on race. Like, what the? Okay. Somebody says, no. Why are they showing us the numbers? What's happening here? Okay, go back to the messages quickly. We'll get back to this one. There's a message from... It doesn't have a name.
Just say black box.
Black box. Depressed black box.
Okay. People are in a box?
Yes.
I didn't know there was a black box.
Chocolate box.
Is it?
It says, Somizi, how do you feel about this? They swap Gareth Cliff with Danny Kaye. Oh, we're going to sleep. As Idol's judge. And then The Voice, they must take Bobby Van... Yeah, that Bobby is hot. Yay, black box, you cannot say that. Out, and they must take Bobby out and put Loiso Bala. That is diversity. Yes, it's diversity, but it's not life. Those two people,
yes, but
they have
correct.
No Arles personalities.
We've discussed this. Yeah.
No personalities for a show like that. Loiso must go judge Who Wants to Sing Gospel. Danny Kaye must go judge Judy. then it says the black box again says Somizi, how do you feel about this? Oh, it's the same thing. Why do you send the same messages twice? You've got enough time. And then there's Anushka one. Anushka says,
you read that?
No, there's another one. Listening to the message today and having had some insight, it is not about us and about my show. So
yeah,
we will skip that and then go to there's a Twitter message says, I have met Alan at Madame Zingara. That boyfriend of his, yum. Honey, we need to prove that's his boyfriend because Alan hangs around with hot guys and then claims they're his boyfriend. I don't
really,
trust
that's
Alan.
Sad.
Now, I'm seeing a message of Bonang on Twitter. It says, DMs that land up on public timeline at AKA World. Oh! Is that what I think it is?
Just tell me, what could be happening?
I think he was trying to send a DM. Oh! Oh my gurana.
Oh shit, who's that?
Oh my gurizi. Like, it once happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was sending someone, who was I sending message? Someone famous, Jay something or something, and say, honey, please send me your number. DM me your number on this number. And I wrote my number. Right? Quickly. And I realized I was sending a DM, but it went to direct message. Or it went to my timeline.
Yeah.
Oh, I was supposed to send it to direct message, and it went to my timeline on Instagram and with my numbers. But I realized, just like hardly 5 seconds, deleted it, and in 10 seconds, I started getting WhatsApps.
So do you think that's, whose number do you think that belongs to?
I think it's AKA.
Should we try to call AKA now?
And be like, yeah, let's call him.
You know? Wait. No, don't.
What?
He'd mind.
They're not here anyway. They're in the States.
Okay.
Yeah, AKA is in Canada. And then,
of course, at the Grammys.
Bonang is at the Grammys.
I mean, that's what we are. Yeah.
So, they're in the States, so we can't get hold of... But shit! That is hectic.
No, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that King, that AKA might have DM'd some girl.
No, it's Bonang sending... I don't understand
this. You see what I mean?
Because it says RT, AKA Worldwide. I don't know. Anyway, we'll see. We'll go on Twitter and check what's happening. Check, go to their timelines and see what's happening. This is something amazing. You're still with us at on the
Club Central.
I just said the View on the Unview. And we, Alan, let's talk the SAFTAs. The nominees were announced today, this morning.
Yes, tell me about it.
Yes, and we need to speak to someone at the SAFTAs. I don't know if they got hold of her or him. Have you? Please call them again. You know, she's very slow. Our producer today is very, very slow. She's... Right. We're talking the SAFTAs. And the nominees have been announced today. And so, it's interesting who got nominated and who was snubbed.
Who do you think needs to be on that list?
I think there's a show that I was on called Ayeye. It needs to be there. Starring Thabelo Mokoena and myself and Kanye Mbao and so forth and so on. And then there's Uzalo, which is on SABC 1.
Yes, absolutely.
I think it's one of the best soaps that we have at the moment. And
well, you know, Sumizi, we went to the Soapies last year, you and I. And I didn't think that it was deserving of a lot of the actors, of the performers in South Africa.
Yeah.
So in terms of the SAFTAs, what do you...
The good thing about the SAFTAs is that there's no votes.
How do you pick a nominee?
I think they submit.
Because you're famous, you can pick anyone.
No, they submit. And then there's a panel of judges that judge each category separately. And then they choose their top five. And then that's how you pick their nominees. And then whoever has the highest score is the winner. And it's industry people that are not participating as actresses or directors or makeup artists or whatever that would choose, and that are not, that wouldn't be biased to their favorite shows or the shows that they work for. So it's people that are in the industry but not active in that period, if I'm making sense.
I understand. So some viewers, obviously. I mean, that's
no, not the viewers. People like you would find theater technicians, directors, you'd find retired actresses and actors, you'd direct producers.
Like
so
you, I mean, obviously,
so
I mean, you're old school. I mean, you're like old.
Who's old?
You.
So I'm supposed look to be a judge?
You must be a judge, absolutely.
Really?
I mean, look at yourself.
Yes. Really, Alan? Is that where we're taking it to now?
Yeah, but you are old, man. I mean,
so according to you, which shows do you think on, should be nominated?
The Sound of Music.
Okay, that's your own joke. Haha. He's laughing at his own joke. Do you have someone online? Okay, you're laughing at your own joke. Haha. Right. Who else? I think there's a show called on Mnet. It's called My Story. Best documentary, I think. Carte Blanche has been nominated and won 65 times.
The only problem is that I think it's a very good documentary, correct? But I don't like the way it's done, for a reason.
What's your reason?
Because the engagement of my story becomes almost... You see, it's quite interesting, but you're only into camera, so you're not asked a question. My story bothers me for one reason, that you actually aren't able to have someone question you on things that get to interpersonal.
Yeah, but you're telling
your
story.
I think it was... No. Excuse me, let me finish. I do believe that show needs a good presenter asking you about your story.
Otherwise, not every show needs a good presenter or needs a presenter at all.
There is no presenter.
Yeah, then that's the format that they chose, and I think it shouldn't be too like the norm. Like, it shouldn't be something that we always see on TV where, like, Nikki Green something.
Greenwald.
Yeah, that. She must also learn my surname. Nikki sitting in front of you and asking you questions. It's not every show should be like that. You should just tell your story without any interference. Because imagine somebody being interviewed by you. You interject every 2 seconds. So we'll never get to hear their story. Because you also will be asking questions like, so as a country, how do you think you can change the economic background of the situation, of the diversity, of the apartheid, of the halakasha? And
let me tell you why, Samizi. Because often that the questions are presented through a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So someone that wants to know the story will go, Samizi, how important was getting into Idols for you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you saying, I'm in Idols and it's fabulous and I learned a lot about myself, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying to you that when you got into Idols and you had the experience of creating other talent. So now tell me about that experience. So it's a question that should be asked by the right type of person. So it's not just your story. Or do you understand? Because it's a mirror. It has to be. Think about it. So, if I say to you my story, and you ask me, I can tell you my story. My story is that I was fat, then thin, then fat, then beautiful, and it's my story. Oh, you know, Alan really tried very hard to get thin. Great story. Sumizi would say to Alan, but Alan, surely you should just be, because you're beautiful. I mean, like, look how fat you are. Isn't that wonderful? And then I look at you and go, actually, Sumizi, it looks wonderful, but it's very difficult. So you need the mirror to counterbalance your own story, I would imagine.
No, my friend, I don't agree with you in the sense that they've chosen a certain style and format of how to do it. That's why they also have people that come and speak about you, if your friends, your colleagues, and so forth. So there's no distraction. It's just a continuation of your journey. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not just one-on-one. So I think maybe you should write your own show where you sit down and speak to the person. Because also I think you could make a great interviewer, but you need 3 hours. There was
well, okay,
silence.
So
okay, it's fine.
So here's the question.
Let's drop it.
Now that you're famous, now that you're beautiful and famous, how has your life changed?
Alan, you ask the most stupid questions in the world, but I will ask you, I'll answer you. My life has changed dramatically. I'm doing so well. I'm enjoying my life. I'm busy. I'm shooting my reality show. I'm shooting my dance exercise DVD.
DVD. Mm-hmm.
I'm coming to Cape Town. So when are you back?
Next week.
Oh, next week. I'm coming to Cape Town next week.
Well, I'm there and you're here.
No, I'm coming to Cape Town next week, so we can go to the hot house.
Now, I went there once.
Oh.
It's amazing. It's not my thing.
Because there's no, you didn't get a towel size.
It doesn't fit. Seriously. See, have you been there before?
I've been. Oh, I love that place.
I've been.
I love the plan.
No, I must see your story. So I went there. You know, it's a friend of mine said, let's go in there and you can meet nice looking people or whatever.
Mm.
They give you, you know, like a little face cloth. And I have big legs. And I can't cover things up.
Big bubs. You can imagine your thighs.
So the hot house is not for black people.
Ha! There you go again. What the fuck are you talking about?
Big thighs.
Yeah?
It's not. What would you cover that thing up with? seriously, it's like a small little face.
I go there and I go there and you find these old white men trying to hit on me. I clap them. You know when you go through.
I don't get it. I don't actually completely get it.
When you go through to the dark rooms.
No, it was quite weird because I. I walked inside there, started introducing myself. Hi, I'm Alan Ford. Nice to meet you. And then it's a different stock. I mean, no, I left there in about 15 minutes. Not for me. It's not for me. It's not for my type.
Okay, I love it. Anyway, let's read the messages. I've got a message from Black Box again. And Somizi, when are we getting IA Season 2? I thought it was doing well. Yes, it's doing well. They're working on it. We should be starting shooting in the next 2 months or so. And then it says, no, guys, let's explain that tweet. Bonang told AK to DM her his number, but he tweeted it out by mistake. Oh, my gosh. Oh, this was in 2011, so it shows their affair started long ago. Oh, my goodness. This is hectic. It's really hectic.
But what was the affair exactly? I mean
okay,
you're both young.
We don't care. At this point, honestly, we don't care. We're done. We're so over that. Alan, we've got the marketing director or the marketing person for the Safdas 2016. His name is Peter Quili. I'm hoping Guri, I'm pronouncing it right. Good morning, Mr. Quili.
Good morning, Somizi. You pronounced it perfect.
Yeah!
Not many people say Quili.
They say Quili.
So you pronounce it very, yeah. You pronounce it perfectly. How are you?
I am great and excited about the Safdas, and of course,
yeah,
for more reasons than just the nominations.
I can imagine.
Yes, I'm very excited. Now tell us, how is it going down there? I know you, have you finished announcing the nominees or are you still in the process?
We are in the process. I think we've by now gone through about 20 categories.
Just give us three categories, three or four categories, quickly.
Well, you know, which one should I give you?
Best actor.
Okay, well, no, we're not there yet. Best actor, best feature film, we are not there yet.
Best soapy.
We are not there yet.
Oh.
We have gone through best youth filmmakers.
Yeah.
We've gone through documentaries. We've gone through
documentaries.
Best presenters. I think I can show you presenters.
Okay. Also,
will understand. The
also, documentary. We just talk about documentaries right now.
Yes,
and
yes.
I'm hoping that what's this? My Story is nominated. But hey, who am I?
Yeah, yes.
Tell
yes,
us the nominees.
Yes, My Story is nominated.
Yeah. You see, am
yes.
I good or am I good?
Yes, yeah,
next time I must
nominated.
Be the judge.
Yeah, you must be. So
okay.
The audience is very excited. I mean, we have a room full of industry players. The producers are here. Media is here. And there's excitement in the room, you know, once we reveal the various categories.
That is awesome. So who's nominated in the documentary, My Story?
Yes, it's my. I don't have the list in front of me because
okay.
It's away.
Presenter.
I remember that
presenter.
The best presenter. We have Rian Kleibachen competing.
Yes.
I think it was a nice surprise in the room.
Rian from not from Espresso.
No, Rian Kleibachen. Remember, yeah, the newsreader in the past.
Oh yes.
Yes, but he's no longer with SABC.
Yeah.
News and Katrina, my boy, he's been nominated.
He won last year.
Yeah, he won last year. He won Best Presenter.
Yes.
Which was voted by the public.
Yes.
This time he's been nominated in the Best Presenter in a show.
Oh, nice.
The process, yes.
He deserves it. He deserves it.
I mean, Leanne Menace has to be there, obviously.
No, shut up, Alan.
No, Leanne is not.
Thank you.
Leanne is not nominated. So Katara was nominated with Espresso and what a wonderful job he did on Strictly Come Dancing.
Absolutely. And who else?
Those are the two that were really standing out in that category.
Okay, and then what other categories can you tell us about?
Then we've gone through reality shows, you know, My Perfect, Date My Family.
Yes!
Date My Family, you know, is in there. It's really competing in the reality show category. So it's an interesting entrance.
With who?
With Tumi.
Yeah,
so we're really rooting for her.
Oh, that's nice. And then can you remember other reality shows that are there? I'm interested.
My Perfect Wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It is Carte Blanche.
Mm-hmm.
Carte Blanche has been very interesting because there's a category where there's the three shows that are nominated at Carte Blanche.
Oh.
But then it just shows you, you know, that the quality of the work and how we celebrate excellence is really an interesting thing in our industry.
That is awesome.
Does CakeNet and the Mnet, let's say, obviously Vuzu, the CakeNet channels, how do they in terms of what's happening?
Alan, you've got 1 minute.
I'm here, Alan.
I said, so CakeNet, in terms of diversity and not the necessary public, because obviously a lot of the public don't have the let's say, like the Mnet. So how often does that appear?
You were saying the public, is that what you're asking?
Now,
I was hearing Somizi better than you, Alan. I don't know if Somizi can repeat the question.
He was saying which...
Yes, that's better.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
Okay, if I understand it better, you were saying, yes. Are there categories that are going to be voted by the public?
Yes, so the breast presenter category will be voted by the public.
Nice, nice, right? One.
So and that's the one that, you know, Katlego then won last year. So from tomorrow, or even from today, because we released the results, then the public will be able to vote for that category.
Anyway,
in the past, we used to have soapies be voted by the public.
Yeah.
But then the talent within the soapie felt that, you know, it's unfair because they wanted their own peers to judge them. So we changed the voting in that state.
All right. Mr. Quilly, we've run out of time. Thank you so much for chatting to us and wish you all the best. We'll be catching up with you sometime very soon, just before the award ceremony, and talk more about the show and everything else. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. That was Mr. Quilly for the Saftas. We've run out of time. The time is exactly 11 o'clock and we are out of here. The rich, the thin, the fabulous. It is a Thursday. See you next week when you talk with the nominees and everything else that is special and doggerish. I'm out of here. Goodbye.
This is CliffCentral.com.